On this Christmas day, as we have gathered to celebrate God's great love for us, we are touched very deeply by the presence of Christ in our world. Remember all of the scenes of the Nativity, even as Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, looking for a place to stay, and finding that there was no room in the inn. The innkeeper turned them away at first until they finally found the place in the stable. We also find in our hearts that as we listen to the story of them being turned away, that we also often say that there is no room in the inn. There's no room in our hearts for God to find a place, because we find that we are so busy about our life and about our world, about taking care of all of our things, that we don't have the time to open up to God's presence. We, in effect, say, there is no room here. I am so busy. We often make excuses saying, I'm going to start praying, or I'm going to start going to church later. I'm going to start becoming kinder or nicer at another time, but not now. That is where many of us find ourselves. In the course of the year, we get so wrapped up in all of our activities and all the things that have to be done that we easily forget about our relationship with God, that we really forget about keeping our hearts open to His love. And today especially reminds us that as often as we have done that, we begin to lose sight of who we are. We begin to find out that there is no room in the inn, that there is no room in our hearts, and that we begin to suffer, that we also are left out in the cold. Today, on this Christmas Sunday, or Christmas Day, we acknowledge the need that we have not to be so busy about our lives, not to be so in control of things as to not allow God's presence to touch our life. The coming of Christ into this world is not just Christ in a manger, but it is Christ bringing hope to the world, Christ bringing hope to our lives. No matter what has happened during the course of this past year, no matter what things have gone wrong, we come as a people confident that God enters into those moments, that God begins to bring healing to those moments, that God continues to speak to us, to help us to understand our life and to inspire us. This Christmas is about hope. It is about what God is going to be doing for us. A time to open up our hearts and say, wherever we've been, whatever has been happening, whatever, however we've been living, God reaches out, has waited for the proper time to come into the world, to come into our lives, and to invite us to open our hearts, to find place, a place in our hearts that He might find rest, that He might begin to instruct and teach us, that He might begin to help us to understand this gift of life that we have, that it is not just ours, but it is meant to be used by God's grace and by God's love, to be enriched, to be fulfilled, to learn how to love, to learn how to care for each other. And we begin to find ourselves in the process. This day of hope conquers all things. This day in which we remind ourselves that we need to be listening to the stories of Christ. We need to be opening our hearts to God's presence. We need to be opening our lives to all of the ways that God wants to be present in our lives. Even in the darkness of this past week, as we have suffered this tragedy here, we also gather as a people confident that God is with us, that God is bringing healing to our hearts, that God is continuing to speak to us, but that God is moving the hearts of ourselves, of our community as a family, to inspire us to see the giftedness of our life, to see how fragile our life is, but most especially to see the quality of our life. In the tragedy last Wednesday night, I know I've reflected many times on how fragile and how fragile my own life is, and how I need to take care of these precious moments that I have, that I need to work and to reach out to share the love that God has given to me with our brothers and sisters. For each of us, we are reminded that the love that we have, the gifts that we have, this life that we have, cannot just be held for ourselves, but today, more than ever, if God is going to bring His healing presence to our world, it is because we are willing to reach out, to acknowledge that we are not in control of our life, that we are fragile, that the most precious gift that we have is God's love, and the most precious way that we have to share it in this world is with those around us. And our prayer is that in these days, and especially today, as you gather together with family and friends, that you truly might appreciate their goodness, that you might begin to find ways to bring healing, that you might find a way to open your heart and allow the power of God's love to enter in and to help us each to bring the power and the love of Christ to our brothers and sisters. It is not a time to wait for the world to love us. It is a time for us to find Christ in our hearts and bring Christ and His love to our world. And so in the name of myself, Father Francis, Father Jim, Deacon Juan, Deacon Bob, Sister Mary Margaret, and Sister Lana at the school, for all of us who have the opportunity to be in ministry here to the parish, to be able to witness and journey in faith with you, our prayer continues to be that we will grow together as a family, that God's love will continue to flourish here, and that by sharing in God's love and continuing to be faithful to His word, that we will find the beauty, the dignity, and the wholeness of life that we seek. Our prayer for you is for a blessed and a holy Christmas.